Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversations. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. And number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarette. Parents, please understand that your child is in class, and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly face behind the child.
That is the school board down in Florida just telling the parents, like, hey, get it together. Your kids are at home trying to learn.
That happened. That was real.
Yeah, that was real audio there from the school board. We want to welcome in the superintendent for Boston Public Schools, Dr. Brenda Casilius. Good morning, Dr. Casilius.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. So let's start first with your students. What would you like to say to them this morning as they start the school year with remote learning?
I want to say that our students are remarkable and resilient, and we just are so excited to have them back in school. Virtually, it will feel a little bit different, but we're so excited to see their faces today.
What's the biggest concern walking into this first day of school for you?
Well, I think we just want to make sure our technology is working. That's always the biggest concern, is to make sure that students are on and they're connecting with their teachers and their peers, and just the ease of that. And then also that we're supporting our families and that they have the information they need. So we'll continue to reach out to all of our new families who are coming to us this week to make sure that they have everything they need so their children can be successful.
Something I noticed that's a little bit different for my son, he is going into the fourth grade, is that they have to be now on the video chat the entire school day. Last year, it seemed like they were kind of logging on and logging off. Mm-hmm. Is that a conscious decision this year to keep the kids more engaged?
Yeah, the state has a requirement that it will feel more like normal school, even though it is virtual and remote. And then as it will help us then as we phase back into in-person as well, that students have routines and that they feel this regular sense of a day. There will be times, though, that they may be logged into the Zoom, but teachers will ask them to just shut their screens so that then they can just open them up and be right back in that same Zoom room so that they're part of that whole community all day.
Dr. Casilius, do you have a plan for kids to get up and moving throughout the day? I know this may be something that happens weeks down the road or whatever, just as you're trying to get through the technology and the teachers and everything. But I just think it's so important for kids to at least have that break of some kind of activity. I know that they're going to have fatigue with all of this. Do you just have a certain plan for that during their day?
Oh, absolutely. The adults and the students. And so teachers... Teachers have been super creative and just so thankful to our teachers and educators and school leaders who have been working out these schedules all summer long and into the fall as we prepared for this later start so that they could plan in those types of breaks for outside time, for play time, for time for arts. This is not a time to not be doing the arts education because their social emotional well-being is so important to all of us and our adults as well.
Are you requiring the kids to wear uniforms?
At home?
Yes.
No. No.
Shh. Don't tell that to my son.
My girl.
You're going to make him be the one guy who shows up at a Zoom class thinking he was supposed to wear a uniform. He's the only one that doesn't.
The first time. That's the first time that I've been asked that. I'm surprised. That's great.
Well, we just thought that it was good for Barrett to kind of be, even though he's not in the classroom,
sure.
Come November, he will be. So we're just saying to him, at least wear your shirt. You can just wear shorts or sweatpants. No pajama bottoms. Yes, you have to wear some sort of pants, but at least wear your school shirt.
He's going to be like that kid that shows up in the Little League.
We do want our two. We do want everybody dressed, that's for sure.
All right. I have a question, actually, from my son. We're speaking with Dr. Brenda Casilius, superintendent for Boston Public here. Take a listen to this, Dr. Casilius.
Hi, Dr. Casilius. My name is Barrett, and I am 9 years old. I'm from Charlestown, and I'm going into the fourth grade. My question is about remote learning. It has been challenging for me to do remote learning, but it has been more challenging on my parents. Do you have tips or tools for them this school year?
Did you write that for him?
Read. I was going to say.
He's reading that script.
Barrett, yes. Read this.
Yes.
Way to be empowered to ask your own question,
Barrett. We need help.
That's great. That's a great question, Barrett. Absolutely, I do. And I the best thing I can say to parents is, one, to just give yourself a little bit of grace, flexibility, and patience. Those are my three words that I'm taking on this year. And also to set a routine, get students their own quiet area, get them out of their bedrooms, into their little learning space. Make that as much as you can look like a learning space with a little desk or table, chair that's comfortable. Make sure that you post their schedule for the day. Connect with the teachers regularly. They have the new tools through Seesaw and Google Classroom in order to make that easier for our families. If you don't have that, bostonpublicschools.org, you can go on our website. We can get that for you. We texted it out to our parents this weekend as well as again today. Just continue to stay in connection. And then if you get stuck helping your kiddo with math or something, there will be opportunities to have Parent University with our district staff to view videos and to get help.
Mm. Awesome.
Real quick, we got a text message come in from the 774 Re-Virtual Learning. Do you expect any long-term implications of vision deterioration due to kids sitting in front of screens all day? That's a really interesting and tough question, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a medical professional. However, anytime you look at screens for a long time, you want to make sure that you are protecting your eyes. We are not going to have kids on screens for 6.5 hours a day. We will have other activities for them to do, where they will be writing or reading or playing or doing other things or going outside. So we hope that they will not have this long term. And God willing, hopefully we'll get a cure for this horrible disease soon, and we'll have them back in school.
Dr. Brenda Casilius, Boston Public School Superintendent. Thank you, Dr. Casilius. We appreciate you coming back on again.
Thank you so much. And I want to remind families that the best thing we can do to bring everybody back home safe is for us to comply with the health guidance and put our masks on. Don't go out if you're sick, and make sure that you are staying socially distanced away from one another. And then fill out your census. So important by September 30th.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Dr. Casilius.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
She's incredible.
She is.
I cannot imagine making these decisions.
Right.
It's the weight of the world. Is
and getting
all these
tough questions like that.
Right.
Like, what about their vision? I hadn't even thought of.
There are a lot of filters out there you can buy, glasses and filters you can put directly on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a concern, there really is technology out there to help with that.
Please do not forget this, though.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we have seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversation. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is.
No
so no cussing, they know what that is. And number four, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes.
Small
parents,
joints
please
are
understand
fine.
That your child is in class, and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly face behind the child.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.